In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, in today's Gospel, our Lord Jesus Christ praises the great faith of this Roman centurion, an officer of 100 soldiers who was not a member of the Jewish people, the elected people, but who was given the gift of faith anyway, and who came to recognize God working in the person of Jesus Christ. Jesus praises his solid faith, his deep faith. We encounter this word, faith, regularly in the sacred scriptures. So it is one we should fully understand. When we use the word faith in the supernatural sense, we are not talking about the faith that this morning the microphone, the sound system will work well. It's not a natural faith. It's something higher. It's not the faith we have in other human beings. We trust in them. We think that they are benevolent. And we are not talking about our personal expectations or what we would like to have happen to us in our lives. Here, faith is different. It is a centurion's faith. If you think about it, you understand that this centurion knew that not all prayers are granted. His servant was grievously sick, and the faith that Jesus praised in him is the fact that he, the centurion, recognized that Jesus worked with divine authority. The theological virtue of faith is here. It is directed solely toward God, and it means believing the things that God has revealed to us about himself and which are set down in the Holy Scriptures and in the tradition of the Church that come to us from the time of the Apostles. Faith is a divine gift inside the soul that is given to us on the day of our baptism. The frail baby who is in the narthex of the Church with his parents and God's parents receives at the very moment of the baptism faith, like a seed. And with the help of parents and godparents, this faith will grow and become like a big tree in this young soul. Faith is therefore a divine gift inside of this human soul and needs to be cultivated and also professed. For example, in time of persecution, one may not hide or betray the faith by practicing another religion or none at all. The history of the Church is filled with accounts of martyrs, and often very young martyrs. Some of them were 13 years old, like Saint Agnes, very young. We celebrated her a few days ago. They preferred to give their life rather than denying the faith in Jesus Christ. That is the work of the martyrs. Martyr means witness. And often the spiritual welfare of those around us require that we make an open profession of our faith, not only in times of persecution, but also in ordinary time. Faith needs to be said publicly, because faith is a virtue that is contagious. Faith needs to be said and to be spread, so that others may also be brought to believe through good example. And when you are connected with the soul of faith, you experience that it's warm and contagious. It's luminous. It's good. And also you might notice that when you profess the faith publicly, shameless, without human respect, your faith gets stronger and more profound. Faith that is not professed is very fragile. We can also see that for faith to be worth very much, it is going to have some practical consequences in our lives. First, if I believe in God, if I really believe in God, my faith will move me to give of my time, of my resources to worship Him in prayer and in Mass. Second consequence, I will work to keep the divine commandments in order to please God, to make His will my will and His plan my plan. Thy will be done. Third consequence, I will have genuine motives for charity towards others, spiritual and corporal works. Here in St. Sanis' house, there are wonderful groups, Holy Name Society, Christian Mothers, and many and others, Sursum Cordal, Tar and Rosary Society. They focus on that, spiritual works, corporal works for others. And this is good. And as soon as you are more aware of this sacred duty, faith becomes active. Finally, let me close by reminding not only you but also myself that we ought to think of faith as our most precious, our most prized possession. Something to be guarded with extreme vigilance. And even today, even the centurion is a good teaching. You imagine him in his nice and very dignified uniform of the Roman army with the lance and the shield, supplicating our Lord. This centurion is also a guardian of the faith because the faith needs to be protected, defended, and promoted. The faith needs also to be handed down to succeeding generations. And it's always a wonderful consolation to see here so many children, so many young people, because faith needs to be transmitted to others. As jewels wrapped in silk, very precious, very important. St. Paul tells us that if anyone, and he said, even an angel from heaven should try to change the faith, let him be anathema. What is anathema? Literally, it means go to hell. Faith is a gift absolutely necessary to salvation. And St. Paul knows how to say that with words of fire. Absolutely necessary for salvation. It's absolutely necessary to give it to others. Because, as St. Paul says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.